Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, March the 4th, 1984.
As the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For He is good, for He is mercy, for His mercy endureth forever." And then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Bow our heads and word of prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the privilege of being able to come to your house to worship and to hear your word. We just pray, Lord, that you would bless these services, that everything said and done would be done to bring glory to the Jesus' name and to lift him up. We just thank you, Father, that praise your name because we know that you still are answering prayers and that all things are possible with thee. We just lift up, Lord, those that we love that are lost and friends and neighbors about us. We just pray, Lord, that being here this day that would draw your children closer to you, and that if there's anyone in our midst, Lord, that is not ready to meet thee face to face, that before they leave our services today, that they would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We just thank you, Father, for the many blessings that you've given us and for the prayers that you answered. And just pray, Lord, that you would help us to realize that that you always hear our prayers, and that some way or another, Lord, you answer. And we just pray, Father, that in all things we would look to thee. Bless this service, Lord, that it would lift up and glorify the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Name we pray.
Reading how I love to proclaim it, reading my love for the Lamb, reading through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am.
appreciate this wonderful song and singing today. Congregational singing as well as special music this morning. As most of you know, I was in Louisville Monday and Tuesday and got home about 1 o'clock or so Wednesday. Went to the State Evangelism Conference. Heard 14 messages in 2 days. Actually, in a day and a half. Started at 2 o'clock Tuesday or Monday afternoon and ended Tuesday night. Thank the Lord for each and every message we heard. Today we'd like to look in the Bible, in the two verses that Brother Earl read for us, as well as other verses in God's Word, as we speak on the signs of a live church. We know today that the church is alive and well. Jesus said after Peter made that great confession, He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." What a statement that Peter made. And Jesus said these words after that, "Upon this rock, the rock of my sonship, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." In Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul said some things about the church. Ephesians 5, verse 25 says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." We went to hear Dr. Jerry Falwell a few years ago in Logan, West Virginia. We left one afternoon and got back about 2 or 3 o'clock the next morning. During that service, his young people sang a song, "The Church Triumphant." The church triumphant is alive and well. Today we want to look at some signs of a live church. Jesus is the head of the body of the church. And someday the church will be where Jesus is in heaven. Thank the Lord for this. The church is the bride of Christ. Every precious soul today who has come to know the Lord, they are a part of that church that Jesus is coming back for. I trust you are a member of His body. The Bible says that there are many members, but one body. And Jesus is the head of the body, the church. I believe it's the book of Colossians that says, "By Him all things consist," or hold together. Someday it will be too late to make a decision for the Lord. As I said in the service at Walnut Street Baptist Church Tuesday afternoon, the thought for this message today came into my heart. Signs of a live church. Today, friends, you and I, as members of this church or as members of some other church that you're here today, we are the light of the world. Each one of us is a light. We're the light of the world, Jesus said. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." He also compares us to salt. We're the salt of the earth.
There's darkness in this world. There is decay in this world. And you and I need to be the light that the Lord wants us to be. We need to be salty Christians. The Bible tells us that about Jesus, "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. And He is the head of the body of the church." Knowing the Creator makes all the difference in the world. The songwriter said, "This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, His hands the wonders wrought." And still Jesus loves us. He loves you and me. In fact, He loved the world so much that He wants a heaven full of Christians someday. He loves us. And heaven is going to be populated with men and women, boys and girls who have come to know the Lord. Thank the Lord for heaven that we can look forward to. Our key verse today is going to be 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. 1 Peter over in the New Testament chapter 2 and verse 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." I believe the first sign of a live church is that you and I, as His people, need to have a strong sense of who we are. Of who we are. 1 Peter here says that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. The church today is made up of born-again, blood-washed children. And Jesus loves us. Peter says here that we are peculiar. There is no one in this whole wide world like a Christian. Thank God for being saved and knowing the Lord. He is alive. And Jesus said, "Because I live, ye shall live also." We need to know today who we are. Who we are. And who He is. Paul said in Ephesians that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Do you know who you are? Thank God for being one of God's children. We need to have a strong sense today of who we are and who we're representing. As I was listening to David Ring preach, the 30-year-old preacher that was there at the Walnut Street Baptist Church Monday and Tuesday, born with cerebral palsy. He could not talk too plain. But my friend, after a half a minute of his preaching, I felt like crawling under a seat. What a message he preached. In fact, he preached three messages. As he spoke during those messages, I just came to the conclusion I was living on the edge of Christianity. I felt so ashamed of my griping and grumbling. In fact, Tuesday night he preached on quit your belly aching. My friend, back of the clouds, the sun is always shining. And everything gives thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We need to know today who we are. Who we are and why we're here. That's the second point today. We need to know who we are, yes, but we also need to know why we're here. The Lord does not take us home to be with Him as soon as we're saved. No, He leaves us here to be light and salt. The light of the world and the salt of the earth. Did you know what? If all of God's children did His will just on Sunday, it would be something what would be accomplished for the Lord. For the cause of Christ in this world. Paul was on board a ship going to Rome, Italy one day. And they were in a storm, hadn't seen the sun or the moon for quite a few days. And he said to the sailors on board the ship, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul." And going on down in some of those other verses, the Lord told him that not a person's life on board that ship would be lost, but the ship would be lost. We need to know who we are. Paul knew where he stood with God. We need to know the Lord. Paul said that I may know Him. And he said, "I know whom I have believed." He said, "I know whose I am and whom I serve." We need to know, second, why we are. Why we are who we are. The last part of verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 2 says, "That ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Why are we here? The verses Brother Earl read to us in 2 Chronicles 5, verses 13 and 14. That was just after the temple had been built. Solomon had built the temple with much help. And it says, "The glory of the Lord had filled the house of God." We're here today to show forth the praises of Him who hath called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. You and I here today are on a mission. On a mission. Dr. James Draper, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, pastor in Euless, Texas, spoke four times to us at that convention. And he spoke on Jesus. Jesus was on a mandate to bring the world to God. He was on a mission. And my friend, you and I today are on a mission, giving out a message of hope and love and forgiveness. We're on a mission. Christianity is not a hobby that we do when there's nothing else to do. It's not an avocation, it is a vocation. Paul said in Ephesians 4, verse 1, "Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called." Christian life, friends, is a vocation. It's a calling. And we're God's children. We're here on a mission for the Lord. Someday we're going to be with Him. The Christian life is not a hobby that's done when there's nothing else to do. It's a life lived. I remember Brother Tom Boggs and his wife and their daughter Teresa. We had a new members class with them just after they were saved. And I still remember one of the statements in one of the lessons we had back here in the pastor stuff. It takes a lifetime to live the Christian life. It takes a lifetime. You and I have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light. Paul tells us to walk with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We're here bring honor and glory to the Lord. We need to know who we are. Child of God, children of God. We didn't know why we are. We're here to bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, to magnify Him, to lift Him up. We need to know where we are. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Someday we're going to be out of this world. We're going to be with the Lord forever. We'll really be home. David Ring, in one of his messages, a little cerebral palsy fella, he said, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Someday," he said, "I'm going to get a brand new body." Brand new body. He just had surgery a week or so ago. And the doctor said, "You're to stay in bed a month." But he said, "I'm doing God's will. I'm doing God's will." He had to be helped up on the platform before he preached. David knew who he was. He knew why he was. In fact, the Lord has brought a wife into David's life, and they now have a 20-month-old child. God's able. God is able. Paul said in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verses 20 and 21, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior." How long has it been since you and I looked for Jesus? How has it been since I look for Jesus to come? You know what? He can come today. He can come at any time. Friends, I don't know about you. I'd like to be doing what Jesus would have me doing if He should come at any moment. Paul said our citizenship is in heaven. A Christian is a citizen of two worlds, here and up there. I trust you are a citizen of heaven. I trust you can say with Paul that my citizenship is in heaven. I am looking for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is going to change this vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. Dr. Jerry Falwell preached on the resurrection chapter in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 15. Preached on that this morning. We're not home yet. The Lord someday is going to give us a brand new body, like unto His glorious body. You and I today are to shine here while we're here. Someone wrote a little chorus one time, "Let's brighten the corner where we are." Friends, I'd like to let my light shine. How about you? I'd like to let my light shine brighter than it's been shining. We need to know today who we are. We need to know today why we are, as well as where we are. Jesus said, I am the Lord, I change not. That ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Outside a church one time, there was a sign that said, but we preach Christ crucified. A few months went by and vines grew up around this sign. And it wasn't long until all you could see was three words. But we preach. Friends, I trust that you and I will never get lost from the sight of what the message should be. But we preach Christ crucified, buried, and risen again. He's alive. And Jesus says, as I live, ye shall live also. The Lord wants us to be alive, church. He wants us to be alive, Christians. Christians who are alive. And who love the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, as well as their neighbor as ourselves. They will know we're Christians by our love. I trust you love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. We'd like to stand today and sing page 212. Only trust Him. You might not be a member today of God's church. You may never have come to know the Lord and free pardon of your sins. There's no better time than on this Sunday morning to come to the Lord. Find life and that life everlasting. Life more abundantly. Page 212. Only trust Him. The only time we have is now. Right now. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. If you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day. If you've never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life, there's no better time than this day. Right now. 1 minute till 12. Now's the time. We'd like to sing that last stanza, Brother Tom. Trust for you, each one, God's best. If we can ever be of help to any of you, just let us know. We'll be glad to help you out in any way we can to come to know the Lord. Don't forget our announcements this afternoon at 2 o'clock, the service at the Hazard Nursing Home. Our youth choir is going to be singing. We're looking forward to hearing them sing. Be praying for our youth Bible drill girls as they continue to study. This Wednesday night is their church drill. And if they make, how many mistakes can you make? 12? If they make 12 mistakes or less, they get to be in the Associational Youth Bible Drill next Sunday, March 11th at 2 o'clock, here in our church. And their church drill, they have to get by the church drill first to get to the associational drill. And we're praying they'll get to the associational drill. How many questions can you miss there and still go to the state? 9? I believe it's 9. And they'll get to go to the state, we trust, to Cedar Moore Baptist Assembly at Baghdad, Kentucky, sometime last part of March, I believe it is. Brother Earl, would you come and lead us in closing prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for being here, Lord, and we just pray that your word will touch your hearts, that your children will walk closer with you. We pray, Father, that if there's anyone in our midst that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that your word, Lord, would just dwell on their heart, and that before it's too late, that they would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We just thank you, Father, for Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins, that if we would believe in him, we could be saved. Lord, we just pray that you be with us this week, that our lives would lift up and glorify thy name, and that we would be used to be a light in this community wherever we are. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Shake hands with each other as you leave.